Hello and welcome to some Dolphins content, an extra podcast here for you guys at the South Florida Media Network. My name is Kai Chen Chisholm, and it's a great feeling. You know, it was just going to be an article coming out for today and just kind of detailing everything, but why not with this great win, the first win of the Dolphins season, a predicted win, not the win I thought that was going to happen. If you guys saw our article that went up on Thursday morning, yesterday, I said that the Dolphins would win 27-24. God, was I wrong? 31-13, and now they're 1-2, and they dominated the game. I mean, we can get right into it. They dominated the game. They played outstanding football. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 90% completion percentage, 18 for 20 at 160 in the air and two touchdowns, and he didn't even have to be that guy, right? We weren't asking Ryan Fitzpatrick to do everything because the offense was just clicking. Miles Gaskin, 22 carries, 66 yards. A 3.0 average, not great. Only 3 yards per carry. Funny enough, shout out to 3 yards per carry. But you know, Fitzpatrick, 7 rushes, 38 yards, 5.4 yard average, and he got a rushing touchdown. Jordan Howard got a rushing touchdown. So of those 4 Dolphins touchdowns, Ryan Fitzpatrick accounted for 3 of them, and it was a good game. I mean, everything was clicking for the Dolphins on all cylinders. And I think that when you look back at it as a Dolphins fan, and when you think about it as a Dolphins fan, nothing makes you happier than to see the team win. Nothing makes you happier than to see the team perform at a high level and better than, you know, we want, better than the past 2 games. Now, they played very well against the Buffalo Bills. I don't think anyone can take that away from them. The game against the Patriots, it was a little poor, but, you know, they obviously could have done better. And then I think when you just look at it again, it's great to see them dominate. Again, I mean, a dominating win, 31-13. It wasn't close by any stretch of the margin. Your first three drives, you go 3 for 3, 3 touchdowns. You're up 21-7, and then you just kind of score 10 more points. They only score 6, a missed extra point. Excuse me, my rookie kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Brandon Wright. So unfortunate for Wright, but today, again, it was everything. The run defense was playing better now. Rookie undrafted free agent James Robinson for the Jaguars did have a really good game receiving, so maybe that's kind of null and void because he had 6 receptions for 83 yards. But on the ground, he only had 11 carries for 46 yards, so it was a little more Gardner Minshew had to do a lot. I mean, 42 pass attempts for Gardner Minshew. He had that interception at the end of the game to Xavier Howard, but it just goes to show you like how much the Dolphins were dominating the game because Gardner Minshew had to do everything. They couldn't rely on the run. And we saw Gardner Minshew do a good job of that against the Titans. They were able to really kind of get after it, and they were in a shootout. Today, the Dolphins, on a short week, they outcoached the Jaguars. They outcoached them. They outplayed them. Devontae Parker does still look injured. He's dealing with that hamstring issue. He said he doesn't want to miss another game this year, but he had a good game, 5 receptions, almost 70 yards, 5 for 69, 13.8 average, you know, per catch. He was doing good. Obviously, you know, you want to get him more targets. And he was really the only one. Think about it this way. Mike Gesicki, who had an outstanding 8 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown last week against the Bills. 1 reception, 15 yards, was a touchdown. And that's all you needed from him. Preston Williams, 2 receptions, 7 yards, and a touchdown. That's all you needed from him. And that came on a quick slant for Preston Williams. Devontae Parker not getting a touchdown, but of course, he still looks a little bit injured. He's still recovering, but he's kind of showing that grit and grind that we never saw when he was drafted. So it's great to see him kind of push through injuries. And that's something that Adam Gase, the old Dolphins head coach, now Jets head coach, mentioned multiple times, is you have to have him perform, Devontae Parker, even and push through injury. So he's able to do that. The defense played better. Noah Igbinoghene had a much better game this week. Brandon Jones, I think, continues to impress. You saw finally a pass rush. I mean, Andrew Van Ginkle, also known as AVG, played a very good game, and he got a sack, and he was kind of helping with the pressure. And you saw pressure from Christian Wilkins. You saw pressure from Kyle Van Noy. Finally, really. You saw some pressure from Zach Sealer, who has shown, even dating back to the end of last season, when he's on the field, he can make some plays, and he can cause some, you know, some headaches. You saw Xavier Howard didn't have a great game. Wasn't awesome. You get the pick. That's great. Seal it off. But he didn't have a great game. You can tell he's still coming off of his injury. There was a little bit of a scare there for a second that the knee might be a little bit messed up, but you know, it's fine. I think at the end of the day, all Dolphins fans, we can just kind of sit back, relax. The Heat play tonight, which should, you know, hopefully they get into the NBA Finals. They beat the Celtics. Wrap it up in four games, or sorry, in five games. Don't blow a 3-1 lead, and just hopefully it's a great weekend. Marlins should be winning, at least that right now they're winning. So hopefully by the end of today or tonight when I'm recording, or this morning really, because it's already 12 a.m. as we're going through our steps here to get this stuff out to you guys, you know, the Marlins win and everything for South Florida can be great. You know, the Canes, everything along those lines. So thank you guys so much for listening for the South Florida Media Network. This has been Kai Chen Chisholm. We hope you guys have had an amazing day. We hope you enjoyed the game and just have a great weekend. Enjoy the Miami Sports weekend. Enjoy the Dolphins win as we prep for our game against the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday, which is October 4th. No, yes. Next Sunday, October 4th. So hopefully you guys did enjoy this and everything we've been putting out here, part of the South Florida Media Network, with the Dolphins content, with the Heat content, with the Inter Miami content, everything along the line. So again, thank you. I don't know how many times I have to say it, but we really all appreciate it. And we will see you guys next time.